Around half of the seniors at Tai Yi High School in SeaTac might not graduate this year. They're failing standardized tests, and the after-school classes that would help them catch up don't fit into their lives. This month, a group of frustrated 12th graders traveled to Olympia to lobby legislators. KUOW's Joshua McNichols rode the bus with them and tells the story of what they learned along the way.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning when the bus pulls out of Tai Yi High School's parking lot. Luis Villalobos is trying to nap because he's tired. He works a full-time job at Taco Bell after school. Some days, he just wants to drop out. But his mom tells him,
"You are the one that is going to get us out of here and, you know, have a good life and, you know, help me out."
One seat over, Kaylee Nation stares out the bus window. She's a senior too, but she probably won't graduate this year. Last year, she missed a lot of school after her brother died unexpectedly. But she blames herself for falling behind in school.
So when I went back to school, I tried to maintain my grades, but I lost it and I couldn't do it and I failed all my classes.
These students have the trip to Olympia all planned out. They've arranged meetings with their legislators to share their experiences and ask for help. But the first lesson of the day is that sometimes things don't go as planned. Their very first meeting is canceled when Representative Tina Orwell is unexpectedly called to the House floor.
So she was scheduled to meet with you, but her calendar shifted a little bit this morning, so there's a slight chance that she may not.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The students race to the chamber lobby, hoping to catch just a minute or two with Representative Orwell. Kaylee is nervous.
I just don't know what to say. I don't know. Because I don't know. It's just, like, frustrating. Because I want to know what to say, but I think it will be better if I just freeball it, you know?
Social studies teacher and chaperone James Booten tries to give them some last-minute coaching.
Sure. Yeah, just say, "I'm a constituent." That's all you have to say.
I don't know how to say that.
I can't say that.
Constituent.
Constituent.
It means that you vote for them.
Constituent. I can't say that word.
Constituent.
Then suddenly, Representative Orwell appears. Kaylee freezes, and everybody looks to Luis. He asks Orwell to eliminate a statewide science test that's keeping them from graduating.
You know, it's, for us, it's just, like, more important, you know, like, as long as we pass the class, either with an A or a B, you know, like, why we have to take, you know, that test.
I know we're looking at the science test this year and whether that should be required, and we've had some recommendations. So that definitely will be in front of us, and I do serve on education.
The students wonder if lobbying legislators in brief meetings like that will lead to anything. Lobbyist Aaron Jajic offers to give the kids some lobbying advice out on the lawn. Once again, Luis spoke first.
What are the chances that we get approved anything that we are fighting for?
I think the fun part of down here is you never know. Any legislator you meet with may grab your idea and introduce a bill this year on it. You came and told them a problem that you saw, so you're giving them the tool to try to fix it.
Next, they prepare to visit Representative Mia Gregerson. The students have decided Kaylee should lead the conversation.
What am I supposed to say?
I'm confused.
Can someone say something?
Wait, I'm trying.
Instead of just looking at us quiet?
Because I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm like, what do we want to change? No, what do we want to change? Tell me that.
Representative Gregerson surprises them when she reveals she lives just down the street from Tai Yi High School.
We're all from the same place.
Kaylee tells Gregerson there's this class after school that's supposed to help kids who failed the test.
And a lot of kids can't go to it because they are working to provide for their family.
Kaylee asks her representative for money for her school. She says that way the school could hold the test makeup classes during the regular school day. She said even if it wouldn't help her graduate on time, at least it would help other kids in the Highline School District, kids who'd come after them. Gregerson tells her not to give up on herself.
We are Highline, right? All we have is the future.
Yeah.
So everyone is worth 100%. That's it. So let's fix this.
Gregerson asks the students to come up with a business plan.
And let's aim high. We want 100% of our people to pass this test if we can't get rid of it.
She asks hard questions, questions they didn't have answers to. But after the meeting, Kaylee feels inspired.
Nobody was asking us like that. Like, everybody, like, nobody, even at our school, has asked us like that. Like, what's your business plan? Like, we should come up with a business plan. I mean, now we have the support. She told us that she would support us in whatever we do, and we just need to come up with a business plan to figure something out. So, I think that's pretty cool.
On the bus ride home, the students let off some steam by thanking the bus driver in song.
Thank you, Mrs. Bus Driver. Thanks for the ride. Thank you.
In the coming weeks, these students will add more work to their busy schedules. In addition to after-school classes, jobs, and homework, they'll need to follow up with their representatives. It's tough to imagine how they'll fit it all in, but they're committed to finding a solution, even if it takes them all the way to Washington, D.C. They're already working on a plan to raise the money for that trip. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.